Hello. Hi, everyone. How are we all doing? So it's Christmas Eve. Can you believe it? We made it. A day that brings a lot of different emotions and feelings for everyone, I think. Some of us are very overexcited. Kids, right? Yes, some grown-up kids too. And some absolutely exhausted parents, I would say. We're really looking forward to tomorrow. But for the last 4 weeks, for the month of December, we have prepared to celebrate Jesus' birthday. And we've decorated our houses, we've bought presents, we've also written lists to Santa, we've got all the party food in, and we are ready for a big celebration tomorrow on Christmas Day. In the midst of all that, as Zoe said, we've been opening our little Advent calendars and we've been reading some Advent devotions. We've been focusing on that part of the Bible that tells the story that we've just talked about. And we've been really preparing our hearts as well, haven't we, for the celebration of Christmas, for the celebration of Jesus being born, our promised Savior who puts on flesh and came to live among us. And our themes over the last few weeks have been peace and love and hope. And we today are focusing on joy, which is really apt because it's joyous today, right? We get to celebrate the birth of Jesus tomorrow. Oh, I've forgotten my clicker. When your notes say slide and you suddenly go, oh, I need the clicker. Okay, there we go. So, guys, when you hear the word joy, what comes to mind? Or as Marie Kondo, our lovely Japanese decluttering lady, said, what sparks joy for you? Anyone shout out a few things for you? What sparks joy for you? What brings you joy? Anyone? Holidays. Shout it out. Holidays? Christmas? Friends? Presents? A good cup of tea, that's a good one, Scott. A book, a bath, oh nice, all these different bits and pieces. Chocolate, Phoebe, I'm with you. Well, these are a couple of things that bring me joy. On the left here we have Connemara, this particular river in Connemara. When I'm there, toes in the river, joy, right? My family do bring me joy, and especially as Colin's at holidays with family, bring me joy. Sunsets bring me joy. Mr. Scrabble's the cat brings me joy. This is our therapy cat, as we call him. He brings me a lot of joy. But all these things could be described as maybe just things that make us happy. So what is the difference between happiness and joy? Well, happiness is a feeling that's based on circumstances, whereas joy is more of an attitude. It's an attitude that defies our circumstances. Happiness is a feeling based on what's going on in our lives, whether things are good or what we're going through. But joy is kind of a decision that defies what's going on in our lives. Happiness is temporary, but joy can be constant if we choose it. If we choose joy, we don't just feel joy, we have joy. I think that's really important to remember. We don't just feel joy, we have joy. And the Bible also tells us that joy is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And what that means is that when the Holy Spirit is within us, we see the evidence in our lives of that Holy Spirit at work, and we see the evidence of that attitude that defies circumstances. And we begin to approach life with that different perspective, and we can live with joy in all circumstances. In 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 and 17, it says this, "Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of Christ Jesus for you." Now, I think that this almost kind of proves that joy is not just a feeling. Joy is a knowledge that runs deeper than just our emotions and our feelings. And this verse encourages us to rejoice always. Well, if joy was just a feeling, that would be a bit nuts, right? Because I don't know about you, but my feelings change all the time. And God knows that there are times when we don't feel like rejoicing. We don't feel like it. Yet this verse says, rejoice always. So we can choose to rejoice. We can choose to have that disposition and that perspective in our lives. A very special book that I read a few years ago, and I've mentioned it many times, 1,000 Gifts by Anne Voskamp. And I'd just like to quote a little piece of what she says about joy. And she's a wonderful woman who speaks a lot about thankfulness. And she says this, "While I may not always feel joy, God asks me to give thanks in all things, because he knows that the feeling of joy begins in the action of thanksgiving. True saints know that the place where all the joy comes from is far deeper than that of feelings. Joy comes from the place of the very presence of God. Joy is God, and God is joy, and joy doesn't negate any other emotions. And I love this line, joy transcends all other emotions. Joy transcends all other emotions." And today we're talking about the joy that was birthed at Christmas, right? The joy that came with the arrival of Jesus Christ and how that joy lives on in our lives as Christians today. And in Luke 2, we can read about that moment that we've talked a little bit about already today, the moment when some shepherds are visited by an angel, our beautiful angel Ingrid, who announces to them that he has some tidings of great joy to tell them. And he tells them about Jesus' birth, and they are beside themselves with excitement and joy. And they rush off to find this new baby, and they do find him exactly where the angel said they would, and they are filled with joy. And we're going to just watch a quick little animation of that story today instead of just reading it. So let's watch this video for a couple of moments. Me? Here we go.
The story of Christmas, Jesus and the shepherds. This is Jesus. Jesus is the Son of God who would grow up to do amazing things. His parents on earth were Mary and Joseph.
Hey-o.
Jesus was born in a barn because there was no room for him anywhere else in Bethlehem. On the night Jesus was born, there were some shepherds in the field keeping watch over their sheep. Suddenly, an angel appeared before them. And a bright light shone all around them. The shepherds were so scared, but the angel said, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David." The angel told the shepherds that they would find Jesus in a barn wrapped in strips of cloth, laying in a manger. Then the angel was joined by many, many other angels, and all of them sang, "Glory to God in highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." Then the angels returned to heaven.
What just happened?
And the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem."
Yeah.
So they hurried to the village.
You stay there.
And found the baby Jesus laying in the manger.
Wow!
After seeing Jesus, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had told them about the baby Jesus. Everyone who heard the shepherd's story were amazed. Mary made sure she remembered all these things and thought about them often. Then the shepherds went back to their sheep and praised God for all they had seen. The baby was exactly who the angel had told them he was, the Savior of the world, the Son of God.
So, as you can see, the angel comes, declares these tidings of great joy. And this is news that changed the whole world. This is news that offers the greatest joy that we can ever know. And that is knowing that Jesus is our Savior and that he has come and that he has made a way for us to be in the presence of God for all time, for eternity. And Peter, in the book of 1 Peter, puts it so perfectly. I just want to read this piece of scripture over us. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this, you greatly rejoice, though now, for a little while, you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith and the salvation of your souls. And just like the shepherds, we can have that inexpressible joy. When we choose to seek Jesus, to give thanks and praise to Jesus, we are choosing pure joy in our lives. And we're choosing that transcendent joy that Anne Voskamp mentions. Because as Peter says in verse 9, we are receiving the end result of our faith, the salvation of our souls. Jesus is our joy. He is our rescuer. He is our savior and our friend. And being in his will and being in his presence brings joy to our life like nothing else or no one else ever will. And that joy is like a calm delight. I think that's how I would describe it, a calm delight. It is a disposition that we get to hold throughout our everyday lives. Some of us are going through really hard things at the moment, but we get to choose joy, the joy of Jesus. And we get to live with a lens that sees the world differently, and we get to just have that posture in which we can experience his joy every day. So this Christmas, I really encourage you all just to run towards joy. Like those shepherds had to drop everything and go and find Jesus, I really encourage you to seek him out, to come and surrender before him. And you can trust everything in his hands. He will be with you through everything that you walk through in this life, and he will be there to guide you into the next. He is the ultimate joy giver, and he wants to give you that joy this Christmas and forever.